Hello again, friends, and welcome to this second edition of UMB Live. My name is Bob Price, alongside Upper Nicola Communications Officer Diana Boston.
And Bob, following our first edition of UMB Live with special guest Chief Dan Manuel, we so appreciate all the positive feedback from band members and non-band members alike. I'm more convinced than ever that information is absolutely vital for the well-being of Upper Nicola, and I can't tell you how proud I am to be a part of this brand new show.
The Upper Nicola Band has launched a new strategy to connect and communicate with its membership, ditching the traditional newsletter and instead creating podcasts and videos under the banner of UNB Live. Diana Boston is the communications officer for the Upper Nicola Band. Joining her is Bob Price, the lead consultant on the project, and Peter Cameron Inglis with Mastermind Studios. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Bob and Peter. Thanks for coming into studio.
And a very good morning to you as well.
Yeah, good morning.
All right. Well, Diana, we'll start with you. Why did band leadership decide that they wanted to get behind this project?
Well, in my beliefs, I think they wanted to get behind it because Bob and I gave them a really good rundown of what we've seen for the vision of the band's communications in the future.
Okay. And what is the vision for communication moving forward?
We would like to ultimately reach anybody and everybody to showcase everything that we have that's been successful and to showcase everything that we have been going through and doing for the last year or so.
Did you find people were not as informed if it was just the traditional newsletter?
Yeah, not very many people are leaning towards paper copies anymore. So we thought, you know, get with the days and get with the programs to where we can offer it in many different ways as opposed to just on paper.
Okay, and how many of these podcasts and videos have you put together so far?
Oh, gee, I think we're at 10 going on 11, 12, and 13.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Bob, over to you. You've had years of experience working in radio here in Kamloops, a familiar voice to people. What is your role with UNB Live?
Chief Dan Manuel had approached me and said that they had some communications concerns within the band. It was a concern basically of delivering the information that was available. So he asked me to take a look at it and come up with some ideas to be more effective. And being a broadcaster, I instantly kind of veered in that direction. And we initially put an audio that I do for the band of the newsletter. People listen easier than read. And then we grew that into what is now UNB Live, this video production put together with the help of Mastermind Studios in Kamloops. And it has proven incredibly popular, and it has become just a fantastic communications tool to get the current events out, to get the information, and to go a little deeper with a special guest into some of the other facets of okay. UNB Life.
Okay, so what sort of topics do you cover? Give us a sense of that.
We've gone from everything from education to language, the Silk language. We've had band leadership. We've had administrative, the full gamut of life on Upper Nicola.
And Peter, what is your role in this? How is Mastermind involved here?
I think Diana probably said it best. People don't read anymore. I think that in today's, you know, fast-paced world, it's so much better to be able to tune in by audio or by video, hear what's going on, connect with people, connect with stories, and that's what Mastermind Studios has been doing with Indigenous community for the last 15 years. And so when Bob brought this to us, I thought, you know what, this is a pretty high-level production idea that I think has legs, and it's definitely proved out to do so.
And Diana, what are you hearing from membership and potentially some elders about these productions?
I have heard so much positivity and outcome, and it is real now that it's 2024. People are more into audio and visual, and they will sit there and watch our program, whether it be 18 minutes or 20 minutes. They will watch the whole thing, but they won't know what is going on in the newsletter or what's going on at the band office level. With our guests, we showcase everything that's going on with transparency, and we bring in certain departments to showcase what have they been up to and where are they going. And people have accepted it and adapted to it, that that's how they're going to find out what's going on in the band office, so that everybody can know as a whole, as opposed to speaking one-on-one.
And do you think this approach is something other bands could potentially take on to stay connected?
I believe that there will be future bands that will be taking this role on as well, as I have been approached by a few others asking, how did we go about it? So Peter might be getting some future calls from surrounding nations.
Yes, I was going to say, Peter, how much time does it take to put together this? Is this something that you could see yourself doing for other bands?
Well, we have actually reached out to a few other bands to explore the possibilities. You know, I think one thing that we may have not really mentioned yet is I see an incredible sense of community pride around this production. You know, when it comes to, you know, especially TV and radio, I think a lot of people think this is, you know, big city, large provincial or national kind of focus and reach, and not something that a smaller community or even an indigenous band like the Upper Nicola Band, you know, would be able to achieve. We've costs down, but still put out a very high-level, multi-camera, very well-produced show on, you know, basis of every 2 weeks.
And Diana, where do people find this? Is this through the UNB Facebook page or YouTube?
You can find it on many different platforms. I put it on to our YouTube, the Facebook. I put it on our TikTok, and if possible, sometimes I use our Instagram as well.
Well, very good. Thank you all for coming in to chat about this with me, and good luck on this moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us today.
Diana Boston is the communications officer for the Upper Nicola Band. Joining her was Bob Price, the lead consultant on the UNB Live project, as well as Peter Cameron Inglis with Mastermind Studios. Now, you can find their videos and podcasts through the Upper Nicola Band's social media streams, or through Mastermind Studios.